I'm here in San Francisco at the Web 2.0 Expo, a gathering of technologists and companies all here to look at what's latest and greatest in web-based computing. We're going to go inside and see what's new from large companies and small.
Instructables is a project sharing website. Instructables is a platform, and users can put up projects step-by-step format so that you can repeat it. But it's on any subject. You can put up a project that you're excited about and teach me how to do it. I put up projects and teach you how to do that. I can put up 100 steps if I need to. I can put up pictures. I can embed video. I can put up CAD files if I need to, say, send something to a, or printer files if I need to be able to do something truly complicated. People put up the projects that they're passionate about. And then the neat thing that also comes from the web is that we can interact around it. So people say, oh, I did that too, and here's a picture of my finished product, which I think is totally cool.
Nokia has actually made a strategic shift in its business for the future over the last year. And that Nokia has now moved from being the world's largest handset manufacturer for mobile phones to now creating a focus in our core business around building internet services and software that integrate with your mobile phone. Web 2.0 is really about bringing the connection between people and communities to the web and building a very people-centric web. And we've, because Nokia's business has been in connecting people from the very beginning through voice, we're now bringing our services into that space as well. So people is very much at the center of our OV strategy that we announced and all the applications that we built.
We are launching a location-based search application on your mobile device, mostly launching on the BlackBerry today. It's called Tell Me by Mobile, and what you can do is you look for businesses near you using the power of your voice as the input. You can also look at movies, weather, traffic, maps, things like that. Nick's Crispy Tacos. There you go. So I found Nick's Crispy Tacos, and you can either call them, you can get a map and directions, or share.
Live mesh is really kind of born out of two of the dominant trends in the industry today. So one, clearly the internet is becoming more and more central to our digital lives, whether that's our work style or our lifestyle. And then two, we're all adopting a wider and wider diversity of increasingly powerful devices. And so all of this is pretty good. We do lots of interesting things out on the web. Any of those devices in isolation are pretty useful as well. But we quickly run into a problem when we realize we can't get all this to work together. So really, live mesh is designed to begin solving these problems. Our generic definition of live mesh is it's a software plus services platform that enlivens your devices by making them aware of each other over the internet.